Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
Loud, because I'm way out here in the country driving around trying to find this place that this old guy told me about. And it's this bootlegger operation out in the, it seems like I'm out in the middle of the woods or something, but it's a bootlegging operation. And I heard about it. It's been in the family for generations, and this old guy told me, it's the Gorski brothers, and he had a lot of interesting things to tell about them, too. So I'm going to tell you about that stuff as I drive here. And according to this guy, these Gorski brothers, I think that's the name, the family's been bootlegging for, you know, since the 30s. And here's the funny thing. Even after Prohibition ended, the Gorski brothers' liquor was thought to be so good that the locals still preferred it. So even though it's Prohibition ended, they still bootlegged because they didn't have a license. And I guess that federal licensing to make your own liquor is just an unreal red tape project. So, you know, no one does it. And then they put a heavy tax on it. So the Gorski brothers, they were still making bootleg liquor, and then passed it on to the next generation. But the original Gorski brothers there were a lot of stories about them that this guy told me. And he said, so I'm driving out where he told me they are, but, and no one's ever found it, this place, apparently. I mean, I guess they find it, but no one finds it. He said, look for a white V. But he said they move it around, so it changes. The kind of central theme in the Gorski brothers' stories is their personal hygiene. And apparently they used, the thought was, anyway, this guy, his theory, he said it was a widely held idea that they kind of used bad personal hygiene as, I guess, a form of a security system, as a form of personal self-defense, as a form of keeping their operation safe. They almost never came to town. He said you almost never saw the brothers in town. He said there was one legendary story about their visit to the doctor. And the story, they're sitting there getting a physical. They'd gotten talked into it. And they're sitting there on the exam table. And I guess they're both together in this story, getting the same physical at the same time. And then the nurse is in there. ago, decades ago. And the nurse goes, she's done with her part, blood pressure and stuff. And then the doctor comes in, and the doctor says, oh, yes, to the nurse. He goes, now, can you, can we take their socks off so I can examine their feet? And the nurse says, their socks are off. And so you can picture, from the, just the amount of growth and fungus and, that the socks, I don't know, foot hair, it was all that type of, but she goes, the socks, their socks are off. That's the Gorski brothers' feet. And so that's just that story he told me just as an example of how bad their personal hygiene was and how that served as one of their defenses against, you know, the legal system shutting down their bootleg operation. Now it's meth, I guess, with the younger Gorski family. But so they just kind of, he said they kind of transition up from, they still do the alcohol, but, you know, in the 60s they started with pot and heroin, and then they worked into cocaine, and then now it's meth is the family thing. But it did start as a bootlegger family. So this white V, the guy told me about. He said, look for that. That's like their flag or signal or something like that. And he said it's along this road here. Right, the road I'm driving on. He said, just look for it there. Another thing he told me about the Gorski brothers. There was one famous football game they went out to. So this must have been like in the 30s or something, in the 40s. And he said, like he said, they were almost never seen in public. But they decided to go to this one football game, and they sat way at the other end of the, here's like all of civilization is down at one end of the bleachers, and the Gorski brothers, because of their smell, they're way at the other end, high up in the bleachers. And even with that kind of distance, the stench was apparently just wafting over the whole hometown crowd. And the famous, like I said, this was a rare public appearance for them. But the one famous event was the other city's team was, the guy was, had broken the tackle and he was heading for the end zone. And the one of the Gorski brothers, he charged out of the stands and tackled him right on the field, preventing the touchdown. Maybe, you know, became a hometown hero. I don't know if they were or weren't, but that was one story he told about this guy. One of their rare in-town appearances. If you never saw them, how did you get your moonshine? And they had a system that involved your garbage can. And you would go, if you were on their route, you would put a $20 bill way at the bottom of your garbage can, like under, you know, literally under garbage, and I guess you could put it in a plastic bag or something like that, an envelope. But you'd put $20 down there, and it was at the very bottom of your garbage can. And then you just put your garbage out, and the sometime during the night, they would come, because then the next morning, you would go dig down through all your own garbage, and there at the bottom of it would be a little jar, like a mayonnaise jar, that would have about a pint of moonshine at the bottom of it, and then you'd be, the delivery was, that's how the deliveries got done. I'm not sure this Gorski name is right, though. No, it's starting to feel like I've got that from somewhere else. But I think Gorski or Lamont. No, they were Lamont brothers. The Lamont brothers. That's what it was. Because there's no French people in this area, but they had this French sounding name. So that's what it was. It's Lamont. Lamont is the last name. Now the other thing is, people wondered where they kind of knew where they lived. But people wondered, you never saw them come to town, make their deliveries. And there was a story of a kid in a family who stayed up and was watching for the Lamont brothers to make the delivery. And so that kid stayed up all night, and then when I think he had a couple friends that were going to do this too, then they saw them make the delivery, and they got in their car and they followed them, and I guess it was kind of a truck they drove, but then they followed these Lamont brothers out into the countryside. What? And it was weird because these kids knew this road, but they lost track of them at some point out in kind of this wooded, I think it must be right where near where I am right now, but they lost track of them, and I could see how it would happen out here. And here's the payback, though. No more moonshine for that family. And apparently, the next couple weeks, they put out their $20 in the morning. They dug down in the garbage. The $20 was still there. And that was it. They were off the delivery route. The guy said they're right on 86, just south of County F. And so I'm right near that area here, and I don't see anything that even looks like a driveway. So I don't know where it could be. But I'm going to keep... He said if you get to O, you've gone too far. So I know I'm in the right area here. I'm not to that O road yet, where he said you've gone too far, but to a furniture, a delivery truck, with two guys in it, just passed me. And the only reason I noticed it is it's Sunday, and there's no way they're delivering, people would deliver furniture on a Sunday. And there were two guys in this truck. And they kind of looked at me when they passed by. But I don't see them. They're not following me or anything. They just kept going. But that, for, you know, furniture delivery on a Sunday, that's not seeming right to me. But we'll just keep, it says O, County O, 5 miles. So if there's a Lamont Brothers, that white V sign, I have no idea how big it is or what the size of it is. It says County Road O in 5 miles. So if they're not here, I mean, if I don't see it in 5 miles, I'm just gonna turn around. Just turn around and I'll make one more pass here, I think. guy also said, you know, they don't, there's no record of Lamont Brothers. Lamont Brothers? Lamont. Now that doesn't sound right either. But anyway, there's no record of these Lamont Brothers owning any kind of vehicle. So, and they're not, it's not like they're 20 miles out of town, but they're probably 5 miles out of this town. And, you know, and the moonshine's not that heavy. Meth's not heavy at all, I guess, but the moonshine they would have to carry in. Well, and they'd have to carry these jars, too. I suppose you could do it. They're just walking it on foot. But then you think they would have been seen walking, because, I mean, that would take a long time. And people say you never see them. And just, there's that moonshine in your bottom of your garbage can. So, like I said, I'm making one last pass down this 86 road. And there's that tuxedo sign again. That is their insignia, like their signal and their insignia on their product. I'm having trouble with the kind of highbrow tuxedo look and how they've been described to me. I'm having a little clash. I suppose you could wear a tuxedo and still smell really bad. That's not logically impossible, but I don't think of those two things together. I don't know. But I, like I said, I passed that sign and there's nothing else that's like this white V kind of thing. Not Lamont, it's Danielson. It's the Danielson brothers. And the Daniel, that makes more sense too for this area. More Scandinavian than French, that's for sure. But it's the Danielson brothers, and it's the Danielson family that keeps the keeps that going from decade to decade. I'm back to where I started, but I did pass this, we were both on the road, they passed me, that furniture truck again, and there were two guys in it, and it's like a small van kind of, you know, delivery looking truck, but it had some furniture sign, and now they're going back the other way. So, but they just passed by. They didn't they didn't wave or nod or anything, and people usually nod or wave out here, even if you don't know them that well. So, but I'm back to this first spot, and I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen any Danielson anything. No signs or, you know, mailboxes that say Danielson's or moonshine here, anything like that. Like I said, just that one menswear sign. That's the only white V I saw. Danielson Brothers, and I think the moral of all this is, you know, you can do whatever you want in life as long as you never take baths and let the smell of yourself get so bad that the police won't interfere with you, and then you can do anything you want, and if you live out in the middle of nowhere and don't have a car. And if those things are true, you can do anything you want. All right. If it's not Danielson.
Sorry. Suck up.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.